Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as your mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be doing this. So today is Wednesday, the 17th of February, 2021. And the time is around 2040. It's 2040. It's in the evening. It's a beautiful evening. It was a beautiful day. And I don't have any complaints whatsoever about my day. My day was fine. My day was okay. My day was fulfilling. I'm satisfied. I'm fulfilled. And I'm happy. So how was your day? Was your day? How are you holding up? How is life? How is everything? How are you doing? Really, how are you doing? I do hope that you know that you matter, that you are important, that you are special, and that you count for something in this life, and that your life counts for something. So don't you dare forget that. Don't you dare forget that. Whatever happens, just know that all things are working together for your good. And whatever you may be going through, it shall pass. It will pass. Trust me, it is going to be over. It will pass soon, and you are going to wake up to a brand new dawn. One day you will be happy, you will be fulfilled. So for now, believe, have hope, have faith, and trust the process. Trust the process. So today, before today's message, what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember that you always have a reason to be grateful. You always have something to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? As I did today, I just want to be very short, because it's just it's just a short message that I want to share with you. So I'm not going to be very long. I'm going to be very short, because I do believe that what I'm going to share with you today is something that you have heard more than 100 times. And maybe you are tired of hearing it and you wonder, why do people keep fussing about this thing? Why do people make it a big deal out of this thing? Why is everybody talking about this thing? Why? Because we get it already. Yes, I understand you get it. But I also want to talk about it. And this thing that I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be talking about words. Words, 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 words. The power of words, the power of words. Do you believe that words are things? Do you believe that words are very powerful things? Do you believe that you can build, you can destroy, you can make, you can break with your words? Do you believe that life and death is in the power of your words, of your tongue? Do you believe that? Because I believe that words are things, and they're very powerful things. I know that I can build, or I can destroy with my words. I know that I can make, or I can break with my words. So do you believe that? I know that a lot of people have preached, a lot of people have talked about words. Be mindful of your words, choose your words very wisely and all that. But that's true, that's very true. It doesn't matter how many times you have heard about it, it's very true, and you should be mindful of your words. The words that come out of your mouth land straight into your life. I don't know if you get it, but the words that comes out of your mouth, they land straight on your life. So don't play with words. Don't play with words. Choose words wisely. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're playing around, you're joking around with your friends, with your family, you're just, you know, trying to make people laugh, you're trying to be funny. choose your words wisely. I don't know why people still don't believe that you can joke with good words. You can joke like positively. You don't have to be negative for you to actually be funny. You can be positive and still be funny. It doesn't have to be negative for it to be a joke. It doesn't have to be negative. So choose your words wisely. Choose them wisely, because they land straight into your life. They land straight on your life. So every word that comes out of your mouth counts. Every word that comes out of your mouth matters. So don't play around with words. Don't play around with words. Don't say things that you don't sincerely mean to be true about your life or about anything or about anyone. Don't do it. Because words are things. Words manifest. So never, ever in this life underestimate the power of spoken words. So always be mindful of your words, of the words that you use, either to yourself or to other people. You know, it has to be your thing. You know, you have to actually adopt that thing of disciplining yourself to speak words, words that convey love, kindness, respect, and humility. Speak life, speak positivity, speak encouragement, speak love, speak blessings upon your life, upon other people's lives. Always contemplate your speech before you utter words. Think about it before you say it. Think about it. Before you utter a word, ask yourself, am I making or am I breaking with these words that I want to say to this person? Am I building or am I destroying with the words that I'm saying about my life, about me, about other people? To ask yourself questions before you say things, before you say words, ask yourself, what if these words that I'm saying were to be true? Will I be happy if they were to become true? Will I be happy? So you have to discipline yourself to speak words that convey love, kindness, respect. Always think about it before you say it. Think about it before you say it. What you want to say, how you want to say it, is important. So think about it before you say it. Think about it before you say it. Always consider the effects of your words to others and to yourself as well. You are a product of your own words. Whether you believe it or not, you are a product of your own words. So be kind to all, yourself included. And always speak words that build, words that motivate, words that uplift, words that encourage, words that bless, words that inspire. Kind and sweet words are always music to the ears and to the spirit. Trust me. You never know what your kind words can do to others, to yourself. So your words matter. Don't play with negative words. Speak with mindfulness. You know, even if you're joking, speak with mindfulness. Joke with mindfulness. You know, don't just joke because it's a joke and it doesn't matter. Like, I didn't mean it. It's just a joke. No, it's not just a joke. Choose your words wisely. Choose them wisely, even if you're joking. You're joking, yes, we get it. But can you be positive at least? Even if you're joking, can you be positive? Can you use kind words? Can you convey love even if you're joking? Why hatred? Why bad words? Why negativity? Don't ever make a mistake of thinking that your words are just that, words. No, they're not. They're never words. They are never just words. So at any point of your life, at any point, whether you are angry, whether you are worried, you are mad, don't play with words. Don't play with words. Words are seeds and they do manifest. So never make a mistake of thinking that words are just that. That words are very meaningless and they are powerless in your life. They're not. They're not powerless and they are not meaningless. Words are very powerful and very meaningful. Just like your thoughts. I mean, words and thoughts are almost the same things. Just like thoughts, you can control your life if you can control your words. You can. Yes, you can. Your words have the power to create or to destroy, to make or break. So they can make you, they can destroy you. With your words, you can create your life, your destiny, your future, your reality. Without words, a thought can never become a reality. Without words, a thought is just that, a thought. So choose your words wisely and create the life that you want for yourself and for those around you. And always remember that once words leave your mouth, you cannot take them back. You can never take them back. They can't be forgotten. And their echoes are so endless. Like somebody can hear your voice over and over and over again throughout their lives. So choose your ways, your words wisely, because people can never forget. People don't forget words. Once they are gone, once words leave your mouth, you can't take them back. You cannot. So if you don't have anything good or kind to say, don't say a thing. Say absolutely nothing. So before you speak, take a moment to think about what you're about to say. Take a moment to think about what words you are about to use to say to another person or to yourself or to a situation. Are they kind? Are they kind? Are the words that you are about to say good? What impact will they bring to the listener? What impact would they birth to your life? Just think about it. Think about it and choose your words wisely. Choose your words wisely. Your words are your world. Whether you believe it or not, they are your world. So words can be the reason. You know, I don't know if people never think about it really, that your words can be the reason everything isn't going right for you. Do you ever think about it, that maybe I am in this situation because of my words? Do you ever think about it in that manner, in that way, that maybe I am here, I am where I am because of my words? Do you ever recall, do you ever think of the words that you said in the past that could be the reason why things are happening the way they are happening for you right now? Do you ever think about it, that your words can be the reason someone out there doesn't believe in themselves, they don't believe in themselves because of your words? Someone out there, they don't believe in life because of your words. They don't believe in their dreams because of your words. Does it ever cross your mind that I destroyed my life because of my words? I destroyed somebody's life because of my words. I made this situation worse for myself because of my words. Don't just speak. Whatever happens, don't just speak. Think about it. Think about the effects of your words to yourself and to those around you. So don't belittle yourself and others with your words. Don't hurt yourself and others with your words. So stay positive. Choose your words wisely. Don't ever say anything at all that you don't sincerely want to be true. Because words manifest. Words manifest. So don't talk yourself into a situation you wouldn't want to see yourself in. Your words are your world and your words matter. Your words can kill. Your words can give life. They can bless, they can curse. So don't underestimate the power of your words. Don't underestimate the power of your words. Use your words to shape your life. Use your words to create a life that you want to see, the one that you want to live, the life that you want to live. Use your words to create your destiny. Use your words to uplift others, to uplift your personal energy. Use your words to improve your life. Don't destroy your life with your words. Don't destroy the life of others with your words. Your words matter, and every word that comes out of your mouth counts. So choose wisely what you are about to say at any given time, in any situation. You have a choice to choose your words, and you can be positive in any situation. So thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as a mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.